push that button. The Dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS International Radio. This is radio TV. The radio with a TV signal going behind it. Yeah, there's pictures going on behind my voice right now. If you can't hear them, maybe you can see them. Well, this has been going on for months now. Hey, we are the stations of... We're the leader in radio. We started radio TV. And right now, there are some awesome pictures going on behind what I'm saying. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots. Hey, dancing time is over. It's listening time now. And as usual, there's more things to talk about than there is time to talk about. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. If you got something to share with the universe, call in, you know? All of us have something important to say. It's the question of whether you want to share it or not. All you need is a telephone. Unless you can somehow talk in between my words via some other technology that only... advanced civilizations know. No, you can't telepathically talk into my show because the listeners won't be able to hear you. I might, but no. This show is done with telephones. Of course, the video is done with video, which is produced in advance and then broadcasted as I speak. And let me speak to the world, because we've got the warning from the our galactic brothers and sisters that because of the positions of the stars and the planets, it's going to be a rough 2 months ahead of us from August 15th till October 18th. It seems like about 9 weeks. But you can go check it out for yourself how many weeks exactly. August 15th to October 18th. A warning has been given us. It's going to be a lot of turmoil taking control of the situation here on Earth. Things are going to be brought out in the open. Things are going to be played out. And meanwhile, behind the scenes, there's plenty going on. Hey, participate in the mass meditations. You know, I do it. You can easily find out about it. Sisterhood of Roses out there. 2012 Blogspot, you know, look for it on Twitter. You'll find it. Look for it elsewhere. You'll find it. The representatives of Cobra, who got kicked off Twitter because he was revealing too much truth, apparently. Besides that, I've told you everyone before, the final communication between Ashtar Command, Commander Ashtar, who's in charge of the military operations of the Galactic Federation. They've got their plan A, plan B. They've got them lined up because they know that they have to come down and do some some dirty work. They have to clean house here, you know? They have to take care of the bad guys that are threatening to do more damage to the human race. Isn't it sickening? Every government in the world has gone corrupt. And as far as corruption goes, hey, I'm from New York City, and thankfully the governor of New York State is being removed. He's removing himself because he can't take the heat from all the, and he's been tossed under the bus by the rest of the cabal because he got caught with his fingers in the cookie jar too many times, and he is being forced to resign. But that's just one down and 1,000 to go, if not 10,000 to go, you know? An interesting speech happened back on August 8th. It's floating around out there on Twitter. Hey, I'm on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez. That's my hashtag, P-R-E-Z, Tom Edison Prez. You know, I don't care if you follow me or not, but I'm saying a lot of important things out there every day. You know? And when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about. If I say something, it's something important. Occasionally I say something amusing. Hey, I'm into humor. But most of what I say is intelligent. It's important. Even the humor is intelligent, you know? Because when you're an intelligent person, you just can't help but being intelligent. It just, you know, it just shines out there. It shines off you, you know? As the saying goes, be the light. Well, I'm projecting plenty of light every day of my life, you know? Even if it's just walking by someone and giving them a smile, hey, that brightens up other people's day. As the saying goes, those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. Think about it. It's a philosophical statement. And hey, so anyhow, Rand Paul, one of, you could say famous people from the U.S. Congress, famous more so because of his father, Ron Paul, who used to be a member of Congress, ran for president in one of the elections there. And, of course, he was approached, he was getting too popular, and as the story goes, he was approached by the big people, the big money buckers, and they basically told him, you better just like ease on down the road and just fold up your campaign, because you know your relatives might be in danger, you know, the old guys with the black sunglasses giving you the warning, hey, desert's a lonely place, anything can happen out there. And he was forced, just like Ross Perot back in the late 90s, I believe it was, when he ran for president. He was approached too and told the same thing. You're getting too popular, you know, and the Democrats and Republicans think you're stealing their votes and they don't want that. And, you know, bad things could happen if you pursue this, you know. And this has always been the story in America. I'm sure it's been the story in other countries, too. That the people who control the world wanted to be, they own both the political parties in America. They own the Democrats and the Republicans. But Rand Paul, he is a Republican, and he's standing up for those of us who are being persecuted by our own government, you know? Our own government is ruled by the money bag people. You know, the filthy rich, the bankers, the world control, Illuminati, the cabal, whatever you want to call them, you know, all the key people that control this world. And these key people are controlled by extraterrestrials, bad ones, like the Greys who abduct people and like the other no good so-and-sos that have held our planet hostage for a long, long time, you know, and along with the fallen angels and along with the other devious groups out there, and the archons and the little snake demons and you name it, you know. Hey, if you watch a lot of science fiction, a lot of science fiction is telling you about what's going on behind the scenes. In fact, one of the probably most reliable, you want to know what's really going on behind the scenes? Oh, just start watching a lot of science fiction movies. They've been giving you that for over 50 years. But Stargate series that ran for, I think, 10 years on regular TV every week, they had an episode, as the word says out there on the grapevine, they got their stories from the secret military arm of the U.S. government that works with the extraterrestrials, you know. Of course, they can't admit it publicly yet, but supposedly all the episodes are based on real encounters with bad ETs. And the reason they were willing to share stories with the producers of the show was because the producers of the show put the U.S. military, presented them as good people who were looking to protect Earth from the bad entities and those that are even trying to overtake us even further. But that's all in the past now, you know. But if you want to educate yourself on what's going on behind the scenes, that's a good place to start. Of course, like, it goes back to even to the 1950s. They were making great movies then. I mention it quite often, but you can probably watch it for free on YouTube there. Quatermass 2, Quatermass, Quatermass 2, parenthesis, Enemy from Space. That's like 1957 movie, but boy, its message is up to date. We're talking about alien entities that gain control of all the key people in government. Boy, if that don't sound like what's happening today, every government in the world basically has sold their people out. You know, look at American government, man. Whoever thought that the Democrats would be able to hijack an election, completely steal it, gain control of all the voting machines, et cetera, et cetera, and put some puppet in. You know, Bitey Boy, you know, Sleepy Joe. Come on. Last thing, he isn't even close to being what a president should be. And the rumor is he's a clone. A third generation clone. That's why he's so pathetic, you know. They have to wind him up before he goes in front of the cameras. And then recently, I think I've mentioned it before on this show, there's a duplicate White House on a secret military base where they keep him in so he can do his interviews, like pretend he's in the White House, because they want the real people who are for the good people in this world, for the good American people. There's a good aspect of the U.S. military, and I believe they have him on lockdown in a duplicate White House on some military base, and they just allow him to go out in front of the cameras in a full-scale model of the White House. And everybody's playing along with this. God only knows why, but I mean, this guy should have been arrested a long time ago. I mean, there are factions in the military that support the world takeover. Unfortunately, they're in all militaries, basically. And that's what's really sad. Look what's happening in Australia, if you're paying attention. Of course, you won't hear that on mainstream media news. They have a full Nazi totalitarian takeover of southern Australia there. I mean, you know, can you believe it? Cops going out and hassling their own citizens because, well, you're not supposed to be out. You're wearing a mask. No more than two people talking together. You know, boy, if that don't sound like communism, I don't know what the hell does. I mean, apparently the new version of communism that all the nations are adopting pretty much, except for the people in the nations, is like what we used to hear about ages ago when we heard about how it was done in Russia. No more than two people can meet. Same thing in China. A socially gathering of more than two people is legal because they don't want people talking about or planning anything to upset their totalitarian takeover. And in America, a few governors have come around, but there's still too many governors that are sucking up to the bad guys. They're sucking up for more money, bribe money. They don't give a crap about anybody that they're governing. These governors should be arrested. Let me tell you, if I was the president, the order would be out today. These people would not be in office. I'd send the military after them and get them arrested, and they would be in the concentration camp at the FEMA camp, you know? And, well, of course, you don't expect Sleepy Joe, President Sleepy Joe, to do that. No way. Come on, he's part of the scam. He's like a clone robot. They got to put talking tapes in him every day so he talks correctly when in front of the cameras. I mean, the guy is pathetic. He's everything but a leader. Plus, he's following the fake science, too. So anyhow, Rand Paul was really talking out there and saying, I'm standing up against all this crap, and I'm not putting a mask on, and I'm going for daily testing. Thankfully, somebody finally publicly stood up and said something. But, of course, you know, he didn't get live coverage on TV. They don't want him saying stuff like that on TV. Mainstream media only wants the same song and dance that everyone in mainstream media sings. You know, it's lockdowns forever. Everybody needs to get needled twice a week now, I think it's up to. No more once a year, no more twice a year. Now it's twice a week. Well, that's where they're headed in that direction. They're going to keep sticking needles in people until more people drop dead, you know? I mean, in a normal situation, the amount of people that died already, the whole program would have been canceled. But no, they're hell-bent on pushing this to the end. No matter how stupid and ridiculous, no matter how many people die, how many people have to suffer. And unfortunately, you know, like I say out there on my Twitter account, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. I mean, you have to stand up and stop participating in this. You know, we've done all the jokes, we've done all the cartoons, we've done all the persuasive arguments, we've identified who the bad people are, we know what all the things they're lying about. Okay, well, now we have to take it to the next step, remove these traitorous saboteurs who are still in government, officially using their official authority to destroy humanity. They're doing this in every nation in the world, and we the people, the citizens, we're the victims here. We need to stand up and stop this and stop playing along with it. You know, they've with this fake pandemic, plandemic, which was created over 100 years ago. And, hey, I had the cartoon out there last week in my show. You know, if you watched last week's show, you would have saw the cartoon. Not, you'll have to download last week's show if you want to see the cartoon, because it's not out there on the internet anymore. It's a cartoon over 100 years old, and it says it's a warning cartoon, and it's titled How to Take Over the World. A warning cartoon, and it shows everything that's being done to society today was envisioned over 100 years ago, you know? And it's hysterical, you know? They got people coming down the chute, bending over with their bare ass, and some devil creature sticks a giant needle in them and kicks them out. Next, and they're doing this to everyone. You know, and the cartoon talks about creating the fake pandemic, about using vaccines as a biological weapon, which they are using, you know. By the grace of God, everyone hasn't died already that got the jab, you know. It doesn't mean it's safe because not everyone died, but they're still talking about it being safe on TV. It is insane. And these people are insane. You know, I've been yapping about taking some actions, having all these jerks in government declared insane so they can be removed immediately. They're not listening to the real science. They're listening to Big Pharma, fake science. They're listening to the bribe money. They're listening to the world controllers. These are the people that are supposed to be serving us. They are destroying us. They need to be removed from office one way or another. You know, but there has to be some physical actions being taken here to get this done. You know, we can't wait for the ETs to show up. I mean, they will show up in a couple of years, I guess, but a lot of bad things can happen in a couple of years. I mean, I hear we're getting closer. I've been following this thing for quite a while now. I ran across some old notes the other day, and representative of the Galactic Federation called Cobra, he was out there on Coast to Coast Radio, you know. We don't know how much we can believe from them because they all the people that do commercials on their shows, in fact, it's like a 15-minute show and 15-minute commercials. That's how bad they are. And all the commercials are about doing all stupid things that may put the doctors in charge and are harmful to your body. But they have some good guests on over the years, and they were having shows back in 2013. What's that? 8 years ago, talking about the Galactic Federation back then, you know? How come 8 years later, people still don't even know who the Galactic Federation is? Well, you're not going to find it out on mainstream media TV, you know? And I talk about them all the time. Their abbreviation is GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. They're also called the Galactic Confederation. 52 star nations in unity. They're here in our solar system with billions, that's right, billions of starships waiting for the finality when the Earth is finally freed from the dark forces. There's nothing more important going on than what is going on. And most of it is behind the scenes, but we're going to see some things happening in the next 2 months on the surface, they tell us. And this is a main issue. There's really nothing more important than this as to what's happening to humanity. On the other side of the coin is what can we do as individuals? Well, the message has been out there for years now. There's this group called the Starseeds. Most of them are from the grouping of stars called the Pleiades. They're known as Pleiadians, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, look very much like human beings, and we wouldn't recognize them as Pleiadians on the street. They would look like Earthlings. Anyhow, they are living in regular bodies like the rest of us are here, and their job is to anchor the light, and their message is projecting love. And, of course, the dark side, the cabal, all the crooked people in government are making it so difficult for us to be loving because they're putting all these hardships on us. And they're subjecting us to misinformation, evil torture of sticking needles in people. No one should accept that as normality. Sticking a needle, allowing a stranger to stick a sharp pointed object in your body and inject poisons. That's what's in vaccines. It's poisons, 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 and they can't prove otherwise. I never want to talk about what's in the vaccine. But the ingredients have been called to the attention of people. They're out there on social media, you know, but you're never going to hear it on mainstream media. Hey, get your vaccine with poisonous aluminum, chloroform in it. You name it. Mercury, yeah, get it. Don't worry about it. It's safe. Just ask the CDC or the FDA. They say these things are safe. Don't worry about how many people die. That's what the crap they're trying to give you. And if you just took the time, the people took the time to find out what was in these things, and you have to do that before you get in line to get jabbed, get tortured. You know, anybody that says it's okay to stick a needle in them, you're stupid. okay? I don't know how else to say it. You're stupid. And don't think you're a big, tough guy because you can let somebody stick a needle in you. Sticking needles in people is torture. You know, it's mild torture and should never be accepted as a normality. And this is what's going on. People need to start squawking, you know? Yeah, we know most of you are a sheeple, and all you can go is bah, bah. Well, you need to get some vocabulary and start complaining about what they want to do to you. And they're asking you to trust them. Come on. A politician asking you to trust them? Come on. These are the most crooked people on the face of the earth. Almost. There's probably more crooked people somewhere, but they are amongst them. Most crooked people, the politicians. You know, 9 out of 10 are NFG. You know what that means? You don't? Well, hey, it's called my radio show, call me, and I'll explain it to you. But just in case you need that explanation, number is 888-627-6008. Well, you know, here's something that we need to be reminded about continuously. Most humans are walking around with microbeads, plastic in it. That's right. We pick it up, not at the supermarket. We pick it up in the foods we eat because the inside layer of cans and plastic wrap have these microbeads. They're so tiny they can slip into our bloodstream and they go circulating around. Not easy to get rid of, but it's no good for us. And so you want to avoid things wrapped in plastic, and you want to be careful what you consume, because these microbeads of plastic are, they've been turned into all kinds of products that surround the food we eat. And it's something you need to be careful about. The one of like a million things you need to be careful about. Same thing with the water you're drinking. Make sure it's spring water. Don't buy any of this crap that says purified water. You don't know how they purified it, and they're not even telling you, you know? And just because it tastes good doesn't really mean it's good, you know? And never drink tap water. I don't care how many filters you got on. It's estimated that you would have to have seven feet of filters on your tap in order to get out all the contaminants. And it was discovered back in the, I think, the 1970s that there are between 300 and 400 toxic compounds that established themselves in tap water due to the adding of the chlorine. And, you know, chlorine is a toxic element. They put it in tap water mostly to kill the bacteria, but it's a killer. And it has its effect on killing you to some extent if you drink too much tap water. And then there's the fluoride, you know, is another weapon of choice by the cabal, the world controllers. They've been using fluoride to numb down the thinking of people. Fluoride is a toxic chemical, you know. Something comparable to rat poison. And they say, oh, well, hey, it's good for your teeth, you know, but they won't tell you what it's bad for. Of course, it calcifies your pineal gland, an important organ in your body. Something, or pineal gland, it's spelled P-I-N-E-A-L, you know, in relation to a pine cone, because your pineal gland inside your brain is in the shape of a pine cone, has overlapping flaps, I never counted them. They say it has 108 faces to it. So if we can think about a pine cone-shaped crystal with 108 faces, that could be considered your pineal gland. and ensure a important connection to the spiritual realm. You know, we are spirits in a body. All of us on Earth are spirits, except for the imposters. Yeah, we have. I hear some reptilians out there that know how to shapeshift into human form, and a few other no-gooders that can do the same trick. And, of course, they played that out in science fiction for over 50 years. They played that story out. And, yeah, they're walking amongst us. Yeah, I say it every week, kind of like, if you haven't watched it, get yourself a copy of that famous movie called They Live. And when Rowdy Roddy Piper puts on those sunglasses, he can see all them ugly aliens walking around us. And if you had a pair of those sunglasses, you would see them too. And apparently that's the real situation. That was a 1988 movie, and they were hip to what was going on already back then. And they probably had been going on a long time even before that. But they're here, yeah. Kind of that phrase out of that ghost movie, you know, where the little girl goes up to the TV. TV comes on by itself. She puts her hands up on the screen and she goes, "They're here." Well, these evil creatures have been here for a long, long time, mostly hiding out in underground caves. I heard all the underground caves have been cleared out by our galactic brothers and sisters. Yeah, we should be talking about this kind of stuff because this is the most important thing that's ever happened on planet Earth. You know, in the past, nothing but overly powerful aliens came here and they took advantage of their overly powerful cells and enslaved the human race in 1,001 ways. Sure, there was a few good guys that showed up and brought us some good messages, but the bad guys have been running the show for far too long. You know, when you, and you ought to take the time to read it, Mr. Stitchens, he rest in peace, famous books, The 12th Planet, another one by Enoch, and his books in deciphering the Sumerian tablets reveal a lot of information about the Anunnaki from the so-called planet Nibiru. Even though his conclusions cannot always be 100% agreed with it, you'll learn a lot of information from reading his books about our captors, are the ones, the powerful beings, they came here and presented themselves as false gods. I mean, they presented themselves as gods, but they were only false gods. And they have their influence on religion. And they have been using every trick in the book to keep humanity enslaved, you know, in service of the elite. The elite are kind of like the offspring because they mated with humans. And also among the elite are the other badass extraterrestrials, no good so-and-sos, evil creatures that are in full control of the elite, whether the elite knows it or not. And they have all their tricky methods of control. They get the people into Satanism. They get the people into sacrificing, making live sacrifices of humans. And they blackmail them, and they keep them under their control. And then they control the people with the money to buy everyone else out, to have it their way. And this is part of what's going on in the world now, and we're in, this is World War III. We are in, it's an undeclared war, but we're fighting it now. And the problem is, the dark side is attacking us with needles and poison vaccines and chemtrails and poisoning of the water, poisoning of the food supply with GMOs, Soylent Green, the food supply, you know. That was a famous movie in 1970, Soylent Green, when they were collecting the dead people off the street every day, and they brought them in garbage trucks into the factory which was heavily guarded, and they put them on a conveyor belt. And out the back end of the conveyor belt, out of the big machine, comes these little green chips. And the government, I didn't know who was in on it, just like in real life. And they were telling the people, the scientists have found new nutritious Soylent Green for you to consume. And it was actually, mashed up human beings put into a green chip that was obviously, made to be tasty. And the public was lied to that they were consuming healthy food and they were consuming recently killed dead bodies. Well, this is going on. I mean, they've caught the McDonald's already with human flesh parts in their in meat supply. Of course, nothing happens to McDonald's. They're one of the world controllers. And, it just got swept under the carpet. And I'm sure they sent the memos out, but you got to be more careful when the inspectors show up. And, but of course, it's been going on with the animal farming. You know, animal farming is no good. They put the animals in prison, and they don't have an animal life. They're milked to death. There's their cows, chickens are crammed in, and all kinds of bad things happen with the profit-making animal farming, you know? And they inject the animals with all kinds of vaccines and other concoctions to keep them healthy and producing until they can slaughter them. And the ones that get diseased and fall, don't live up to their life expectancy, they get thrown in the grinder and that gets mixed with the feed given back to the animals. The animals have been turned into cannibals too. I mean, this is what's going on in our world. And of course they do that with people too, you know, if they can slip it in and adds weight, you know. All the people they kill for sacrifices and stuff like that, or people that have recently died because they're too old, they don't get buried. They get sent to the Soylent Green factory, and they get thrown on the conveyor belt, and they get chopped up and put into chips. And, they might be in the chip aisle in the supermarket. You don't know, because that's how corrupt everything has gotten. But we need to deal with it, you know. The people need to take control of their government and can take control of every agency, because the corruption has spread like cancer. Yeah. You know, cancer was created on purpose, I hear. Well, disclosure is coming out soon. I mean, people are trying to disclose things, you know. All the secrets, the lies that have been kept in the general public, free energy. You know, it was kind of like discovered by Tesla back in his day, and he was willing to give it to the public for free. But the people that want to rule the world by making money and creating scarcities, they would not have that. And unfortunately, they all ganged up against Tesla, and he died a poor man, and they confiscated the info on his inventions. But other people have invented free energy too. But those people never get too far, because there's a concerted effort by the energy producers. They want to make profit off the energy they sell you when all energy could be free. You know, this whole global warming fantasy, you know, it's all created on purpose just to distract you from what's really going on. You know, and if anything's creating global warming, it's the chemtrails. Of course, they're telling you is try exact opposite. They're telling you they're doing that to try to slow down global warming when in fact they are creating global warming. And that's how corrupt everything is. There isn't one politician in the world willing to talk about chemtrails. What does that say? And mind control, well, they have that down to a science. You know, this is serious stuff. You know, this is serious stuff going on. The politicians, most of them are being mind controlled to not think. You know, there's a frequency that can be broadcasted out there to get people not to think. I'm sure they're broadcasting in all around the White House. You know, and I've mentioned before, you know, It's not just by chance that the tallest obelisk in the world is in Washington, D.C. If you know what, don't know what an obelisk is, it's a tall, like, pillar, four sides, and on top is a pyramid. And they usually slope to get dinner when it gets higher up. And obelisks are, they're both attraction modules and broadcasters. If you have a pyramid on top of a long, tall object, that object can be used to broadcast frequency. That's right, because the pyramid on top automatically forms an octahedron. And if you don't know what an octahedron is, man, you need to get educated. Look it up in the dictionary. You know? The military calls it the Delta T, even though it doesn't look anything like a T. An octahedron, if we take something like the Great Pyramid, imagine there's an upside-down, invisible energy pyramid attached to the Great Pyramid and extend it down into the sand and the ground. And that automatically happens on Earth. Anytime you set up a pyramid, probably happens in every other place in the universe, an invisible reflection of that pyramid automatically forms. And so you have an energy module there, which becomes known as an octahedron. It'll have four faces going upwards and four faces going downward. And then there'll be an apex where the four faces meet on each side. And that object can be used to broadcast or receive frequencies. And the frequencies are known. They want to numb people. They want to make them stupid. They can broadcast certain frequencies. They want to make people suffer. They can broadcast other frequencies. It's a really, devices like that in the wrong hands are really, it's an issue that needs to be addressed. And so there's no doubt that the Washington Monument was put up there in D.C. with the future plan of controlling the most powerful nation on Earth. It was known from the beginning that the United States was going to become the most powerful nation on Earth. And, of course, there's time travel, too. And there's time travelers, and messages get from one time to another, usually in the form of warnings, just like the ones out in the New Mexico desert, the ancient arrow site. You know, you can probably still pick up them, because the guy who quit the project, he posted publicly posted the photographs of the 23 chambers that have messages to them in the form of artwork. And artwork can be messages, including a most unusual crop circle appeared over in England just recently. And check it out. It should be out there on the internet, the info. Look up crop circle. It's got a variation of the six-pointed star. You need to see it to best explain it. And, of course, all the crop circles have messages to them. You know, we can debate on what the message exactly is. Some of them are quite obvious, but this one has a variation on the six-pointed star. It's an interesting one to look at. Boy, I can't wait until the ETs land. It's not a question of is it going to happen. It's like, how soon is it going to happen? It's going to be called the event. They're going to show their faces in broad daylight. They're going to land, step out of their spacecraft, and they're going to take command of the situation, round up the bad guys. They know where they're at, and remove them from our planet, and they're going to give us full disclosure and begin unveiling all the goodies they're bringing with them, replicators, just like on Star Trek. Medbeds that heal anything with frequency. That's right. Anything can be healed or destroyed with frequency. Hey, listen, I've got it on my website, you know, out there for over a year now. Any virus can be killed by just replicating the frequency of the virus. First, you find out the frequency of the virus, and then you broadcast it back to the virus, and the virus shatters. You know, just like the opera singer singing a single note and shatters the glass, it's the same principle. You know, this COVID thing could have been, that knowledge has been around for a long, over 100 years, I think, and buried under the carpet by Big Pharma. You know, the ones that sell us the fake concoctions, you know, half the commercials on the TV. Now they've gotten you to roll up your arm and get needles stuck, and now they got vaccines for everything. You got vaccines for acne. They got vaccines for bad breath, you name it. They've got vaccines for everything out there. And, of course, vaccines are not real health care. The whole concept of the vaccine was nothing but an evil plot from the beginning. Let's get the public into believing that this is good for them, and then we're going to sucker punch them down the road, maybe 100 years later. We're really going to sock it to them, in, and we're going to give them the poison jab. And they've been all conditioned to accept doctors and strangers sticking needles into them, injecting things into their bodies, and trusting the doctor. Well, they succeeded in brainwashing humanity that that's the way to go. And most people have bought into that scam. There's no reason, really, for people sticking needles into people. You know, all healing can be done other ways and vibrationally and with love and herbs and vitamins and all kinds of good things. You know, that, well, we're going to have real health care once the cabal is finally brought down, once the elite who wrongfully rule our world are apprehended and removed, and we will be given, there will be heaven on earth. I can hardly wait, and it's going to happen at the event. An unusual day it will be. Some people will be in shock. I think most people can take it. We've seen so many damn science fiction movies. We shouldn't be surprised at anything that shows up on our planet. In fact, people are running into these weird creatures all the time. Usually we run into the bad ones, but, you know, I don't think too many people are going to be surprised. You know, it'll be relief to know that there's good creatures out there in the universe that have compassion for us and want to share everything with us, including the free energy. Yeah, the automobile industry is going to be in for a rude awakening, because we're not going to, you know, we're not going to need gasoline motors anymore or even electric motors. We're going to have free energy motors, mechanisms to install in cars. We won't have to pave roads anymore, put all those pollutants on poor Mother Earth, you know, and making roadways. We won't need tires anymore. It'll be like that old cartoon, The Jetsons, where they all the cars they ride float on the air, and they just drive around floating on air, because every vehicle will have an anti-gravity machine in it. And of course, anti-gravity was learned from the ETs, and it's been known for a long, long time. I think even the Nazis were working with it back in World War II. And that's what the future holds for us, you know. And the technology exists to clean up our dirty world. And but whose fault is it that it's dirty? It's not the poor people's fault. It's the damn elite, because they've been hogging resources and they've been on a power trip for thousands of years, and they don't want to give up their position of authority, and they have no respect for Mother Earth. You know, why should they? Because they're not even from this planet, the rulers of our world. You know, we're just another conquest here. They have no affinity to Mother Earth as a spiritual entity, you know. That's why they have no qualms about doing things that destroy the earth or the ecosystem or anything, because they don't give a crap. They don't have feelings, you know? They should, but all these things are going to change. Hey, you know, this was a call-in radio show, but not too much time left to call in. Hey, the number is up on your screen if you're watching on your computer. If you listen to the show this far, you're probably not going to call in. But anyhow, hey, every week it's a call-in radio show. And unfortunately, even though I have a video image going behind what I'm saying, this week I don't have the cartoon in there. You have to catch last week's show to get the cartoon. The cartoon that exemplifies everything that the crazy world is doing to us. It was predicted in this cartoon over 100 years ago. How much more proof do you need to know this whole thing has been planned a long, long time ago? The plandemic. Yeah. Talks about everything in the cartoon. It's only like, you know, a minute or two long, but it mentions everything, you know? Putting a fake virus out there, turning a vaccine into a weapon, you name it. Got everybody wearing a mask in the cartoon. Except they're all wearing old-fashioned gas masks with the big, long rubber hose coming out of it. That was invented for World War I, when they started using chemical weapons. And then the military had to equip their soldiers with gas masks because the enemy could be dumping toxic chemicals into the air that you could breathe and die. It was called mustard gas, was the big one back then. Then they made some treating not to use that stuff. But, of course, we know from the modern times, the dictators over in the Middle East, Syria, Iran, Iraq, they all use those poisonous gas things. They have no respect for life. I mean, they're animals, really. Nothing personal, but, I mean, the people who run their countries are animals, I should say. Yeah. They're connected with the dark forces, the dark elite, or they got bloodlines directly to the Nibai ruins. So, yeah, I was talking before about Stitchin, the author, and his books, The 12th Planet, and other books he wrote regarding what was found, and he deciphered from Sumerian tablets. Complete history of the Anunnaki going back 450,000 years. And if we go back 300,000 years, they began very interested in humans, and they began catching us, putting us in cages, and experimenting on us, and eventually mating with us, and controlling us as a workforce. 300,000 years ago that started, and it's still going on today. And they presented them as the false gods, and some of the Anunnaki, I guess, were the giants, too, because they were genetically manipulating things. It's known how to make a giant. You had some more chromosomes. You know, we have 23 pairs of chromosomes. You want to make a bigger person, you give them 24 pairs of chromosomes. And I guess if you give them a couple more, you can make a giant. The info's out there, and the mad scientists do these things. They're probably making some more right now to go out re-release them against the general public. But it's too late for that now. In fact, that was considered the official story now. That's what the big flood was a long time ago, was to get rid of the giants, because apparently they might have been big, but they weren't that smart. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Or something like that. Hey, the story in the Bible, David and Goliath. He went up against one of the giants and swung a rock, hit him at the right spot, and knocked him out cold. What can I tell you that hasn't been said before? Plenty, really, because a lot of things haven't been said. But better days are coming, but we got two rough months ahead. I'm giving you the warning tonight. Be ready for anything in the next 2 months. There's going to be a big showdown between the kids going to school and these obstinate government morons that want to force kids to wear masks when masks are unhealthy. There's no logic to it. In fact, there's a new mayor in the town of Philadelphia, if you're familiar with America. Big city in America, Philadelphia. Yeah, in fact, that's where the U.S. government started, in Philadelphia. The old Liberty Bell is down there. And except there is no Liberty in Philadelphia anymore. No, this crazy new woman mayor, She's not crazy because she's a woman. She's crazy because she's following the same song and dance. And she's on the TV telling people they need to double mask up to really suffocate themselves. Yeah. I mean, what kind of stupid advice is that? And they're planning on forcing the kids in Philadelphia to go to school with masks on, too. And they want them double masks. And they're asking the people that they are forcing them in the public service to double mask it. Yeah, now you really get less oxygen, which ruins your health even further. Well, there's a showdown coming when school starts. That's one thing. And there's going to be other things happening, too. It's going to be a rough 2 months. The dark side is going to pull some more out of their dirty bag of tricks and probably try to impose some other crap on us. So it's coming to a head, and we need to hold our ground. Fill our hearts with love, take deep breaths every day, go out in nature, and rejuvenate our bodies as much as possible, and take off the damn mask, you know? It's not glued on your face yet, but they'd like to see that. You know, you need oxygen to keep a healthy body. You know, your breath is half your life force. So do what's right for you. Forget about listening to the authorities, because all the authorities are corrupt right now. So I can't wait till the ETs finally land here, our good galactic brothers and sisters, and they give us the galactic codex, a way for proper living where everyone gets as much as they want of everything, and everybody treats everyone fairly and with respect and love. And that's what we all want. And that'll be the bringing of peace to Earth, finally. It'll be heaven on Earth, and we'll be working towards that heaven on Earth from the day they land. I can't wait. It's called the event. If you don't know about it, find out about it. Hey, if you need to see that cartoon, really, download last week's show. It was in the middle of it, because I don't think you're going to find it on the Internet anymore, but maybe you can. Everybody needs to see that cartoon. Everybody needs to watch that movie. They Live, 1988, starring Roddy Piper, one of the most famous professional wrestlers of all time. And when he puts on those sunglasses, he's putting them on for you, too, and then you'll be able to see in that movie what's going on. That and much more is going on behind your backs. And it's time to wake up and realize that, you know, there's a lot going on that we can't see, but we're going to have full disclosure once our galactic brothers and sisters land. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to remind everybody, first you're going to hear, my show ends with, starts with music, ends with music. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Pardoning Kind? Hey, the great video is out there, and you can find out what it used to be. Yeah, have a party life and be the party in kind before all these lockdowns and crap took over. And while it was still a free world out there. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. You know, I gotta be somebody where I won't be satisfied. Well, I wrote that song and then I recorded it and then I became somebody. And hey, my Subway Fantasy movies are out there, rock and roll documentaries. Subway Fantasy 2, enough to knock your socks off. Guitar playing, Hendrix would pay a ticket to see this guitar playing done live. That's how good it is. Yeah, and awesome. And guitar solo is way longer and better than anything Jimi Hendrix ever came up with. Yeah, that's right. Well, you watch Subway Fantasy 2 and you see that great guitar playing, you listen to it. And with the video, it's awesome beyond belief. Hey, another couple of weeks, Subway Fantasy 3 will be out. And you haven't seen the first two yet? Well, anyhow, it's all on YouTube. You know, you can just Google it. Subway Fantasy, Phantesy, number 2, Subway Fantasy 2. Just Google it. It'll come up. The YouTube will come up. You won't even have to write the word YouTube. But if it doesn't write the word YouTube, it's out there on YouTube. Okay. We're going to do the countdown and end the show and tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Radio TV where there's an image behind the voice. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.